Soon, afterwards, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a loud crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country.
Let me go first, so, since I'm more nervous. First of all, I don't want any of you to end up like me. This morning is when I wrote my scripture and everything. And Pastor Kristen gave me like 3 weeks in advance. But I thought I was going to do it all in one day, but I couldn't. And this is one of the reasons I'm always late, because I believe myself too much. I think I can fly. I don't know. I usually wake up 9:30 in the morning thinking I can get here by the minute. It never happened. But anyway, I just want to talk about hope, especially because we always have a debate in school. One of my friend, Michael, he asked me one of the reasons for him to believe in God. And I gave him a reason. One of them was hope. But he said the reason for him to believe in God, or in order for him to believe in God, a miracle have to happen. Like, he would die and then see heaven, or see God and then believe in God. But when he was watching TV, something shocked him. He saw a man who was in a car accident, and they only had 2 seconds or 2 minutes. Didn't even have enough time to even say bye to their family or to anybody. So he thought that would be too late for him to believe in God. So he decided time to believe in God would be now, because right now we have the time and we're not sure about tomorrow. And the other reason that the other thing I wanted to talk about is my father, because many of you didn't get a chance to know my father before he died. But he was a man who remembered a lot, which I came to be now one of them, and a person who always on time, especially like 10 minutes in advance. So in case something happened away, he have more time to go back and come back and still be early. But I never catch that. He always tell me to go in places 10 minutes early, but I try and try. Because I keep believing myself that I can do anything, it just, I never got to able to do it. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is when I went to a funeral, something shocked me. It was a funeral of a mother, and all the kids were saying is how their mother changed their diapers and how their mother took care of them and the things their mother did to them. I was surprised. I was accepting something big, something huge, but the little things we do every day is what matters the most, and I was surprised. So those little things add up to a big picture. So every time you come here in church, you're doing something big, whether you realize or not, especially if you come on time, which is something I can't do. Yeah. Yes, I think for now it should be it, since I didn't prepare a lot. Yeah. So thank you for all.
Okay, so some of you know me only as a Redmond, so that means you already know a couple of things about me. Sassy, big feet, a name that's probably hard to pronounce, but Abina is not that hard, that's my name. And there's things that distinguish me from my family. I am an extroverted Leo, a vegetarian, you know, a fun-loving bossy pants, and my hands are always clammy. Today is no exception. But that's not all of me either. Other ways we define people we know is by their actions. And that's an easy thing to do. I mean, if somebody defined me only by my actions, then they might like me a lot, or they might see me as someone who makes mistakes and says cruel things that I don't mean. It would be like people you're jealous of. You define them by what they have that you don't, but sometimes they're miserable, and sometimes you ruin their day out of your spite for them. And I'm so nervous. But the point is that you have to see the bigger picture of everything, you know? Sometimes I can be really mean, but maybe that's because I come from a mean society where sarcasm runs rampant. Even me, as shocking as that might sound, I can be sarcastic. And the idea of sarcasm is verbal violence, where there's a blatant aggressor and a victim. And the idea is to hurt the other person, to make yourself superior, to separate yourself from them. But I don't think, I think that that's just the American dream that we've been brought up to accept, is that we need to be ourselves. We need to make a name for ourselves. We need to have things that are our own. But I think that it's our individuality is not supposed to separate us. I think that our gifts can work together as a group instead of making everybody their own person that needs to strive on their own and have it be every man for themselves. I don't think that's what's important. I think that when understanding people, you need to understand everything about them, which means things that you don't know about them yet, and things they don't know about themselves yet. So I have a Bible verse, which is 1 Corinthians 12:12, if you want to flip to there, but I'll read it too. It is, "The body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body, and so it is with Christ." So I think our individuality is not supposed to separate us, and we're not supposed to deny it, because we all want to be something that no one else is. But I think, more importantly, God wants it to bring us together.
Benjamin and I are just going to pray a blessing over Hafa and Amina right quick.
Dear God, bless Hafa and Amina for sharing. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we've got a little bit more time, so maybe take this as a chance for anyone else to come up and just bless, share stories of, but especially for Abina and Hafa right now, and any of our other seniors as well, just for a chance for you to kind of reflect on that and give some blessings to them.
Who are the other
Susma and Julian, who's actually graduating today, and so that's why he's not here. So, yeah. And I'll start. Should have stayed up here. Abina, thank you for your honesty and just being vulnerable up here. We're sharing some different thoughts on that. with the guys I've been working with, I didn't get to spend as much time with you, but it's always been a blast of your genuineness, even in the midst of maybe some snarky things that happen every once in a while. But there is some genuineness that I appreciate, and that a lot of times that I've said, you know what, I need to be more like that. So thank you for that. And Hoffa, the main thing that stands out to me at Hoffa, about a month ago, we took the young men from the continent of Africa camping, and it was all kinds of fun, all kinds of crazy things that happened. But one of the things that really stood out to me, especially about Hoffa, and I feel like this just kind of speaks to his person, the person that he is late at night, after everybody had been kind of monkeying around, the guys had to tent themselves, and they were all goofing around. And then I heard Hoffa over them goofing around saying, okay, guys, now we need to talk, and we need to share about what are the things we like and the blessings we have, and then we need to pray for each other. And it was just one of those things where I was going to sleep, and I was going, all right, well, those guys are okay. I'm just going to go to sleep now. But Hoffa, I just appreciate that in you. I appreciate how these guys look up to you. And just the blessing that's been to me. So thank you.